Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 91 million Americans are under winter weather alerts and nearly 6 million on cold temperature alerts. The National Weather Service is reporting states from Colorado to Vermont are experiencing the impact. An Arctic front is due to hit the hardest in the south, where icy roads and power outages will lead the headlines for the next 48 hours. Leaked documents from a White House Situation Room meeting the day before Kabul, Afghanistan fell to the Taliban shed new light on just how unprepared the Biden administration was to evacuate Afghan nationals who helped the United States in its 20-year war. Hours before the Taliban seized control of the Afghanistan capital on August 15, 2021, senior Biden administration officials were still discussing their plans.
Then a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction today in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Marty McCary, a professor at Johns Hopkins University, says mask-wearing mandates are based on pathetic lack of data, yet the mask fight continues.
A group of parents who have children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit on Monday challenging Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order making masks optional in schools. The defendants named in the suit include Youngkin, who took office last month, as well as Virginia's attorney general and the state superintendent of schools. The lawsuit joins two others challenging the executive order that have been filed against Youngkin and other state officials since he signed it on day one of his administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended for 2 weeks as co-host of a daytime television show on Disney's ABC. The network described her words as wrongful and hurtful about Jews and the Holocaust, basically saying the Holocaust was not about racism. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A group of House Republicans led by GOP Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana and Representative James Comer from Kentucky wrote CDC Director Walensky to urge her to roll back mask guidelines on children, citing dangers to their mental, emotional, and physical health. Former Surgeon General Jerome Adams sits down with Newsmax and discusses the now versus then differences from the pandemic.
It's important to distinguish between what happened in the past and what we need to do moving forward. I actually disagree with the characterization that the CDC guidelines in the past were harmful to kids, because you have 200,000 kids who've lost a caregiver during the pandemic. But now things are different. Starting today, actually, with the Pfizer submission to the FDA, you may soon be able to have a situation where anyone who wants to get vaccinated can get vaccinated and protect themselves. It's important that moving forward, we ask ourselves, is the benefit of mitigation surpassing the harm of mitigation in a context when everyone can get a vaccination? So it is appropriate to have this conversation now.
Mr. Adams believes the WHO criteria is the path to success.
And I think the WHO criteria is correct moving forward. We need to look at transmission rates. We need to look at adult vaccination rates in the surrounding area. And we need to look at hospitalization rates. And if all those metrics are moving in the right direction or meet a certain threshold, then we shouldn't be masking young kids. I completely agree with that sentiment from the WHO.
Thanks for listening, and a happy Groundhog Day to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy hump day. Happy Punxsutawney Phil day. He has spoken. I guess we're going to get 6 more weeks of winter. So don't put the winter clothing away quite so quickly. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning joins us now from Get Liberty, Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess I guess your commanders have figured out their name. They're saying it's one of the worst.
Is that what they decided? Is that what they decided on? It's probably the worst kept secret in Washington D.C. Places.
Well, that and when Tom Brady was going to retire, right?
I kind of think they stepped on Tom Brady's glory there, and the thing that people didn't realize, and this is on Tom Brady, I know a little more about, but apparently in his contract, that if he was on the roster or something on February 4, he had a pretty significant amount of money coming to him, and all the leaking kind of undermined that, but I'm confident that Tom will do okay, so it's...
I'm sure they said
you can't put your heart into it. Yeah. If you can't put your heart into it, yeah. If you don't think you're going to give 100%, then you know the football field is a great place to get to not only end your career but end your future as somebody hits you in the head and knocks you silly for 20 years.
Exactly. Yeah, they've only been aiming for him all these years, right? And look what he's been able to do. But he's been very committed and dedicated to keeping himself in shape. And so he's going to be in great shape for the next chapter of his life, with his family in tow. That's great.
I think he's going to call Tom and eat a big, giant cheese pizza with extra cheese and pepperoni and all the stuff he has, and he's denied himself. And he'll never look at another avocado as long as he lives. But that would be me. Maybe he's different.
Well, I think it would make it for a heck of a block party. Do you imagine how many people would come out to that to celebrate pizza with Tom Brady on his retirement?
Yeah, I mean, that's his first piece of pizza that crossed his lips since he was in college.
Incredible. What a story.
Tell you, the bigger story about Tom Brady is this is a guy who the people who are all the experts said he didn't have the talent to be a star. He had the talent to be a backup at best. If he was really lucky, he could be a backup. He dedicated himself. He put himself in the best possible position to be successful. He worked really, really, really hard beyond anything anybody would do. And he had a 23 year career as a quarterback in the NFL. And he comes out of it looking better than he actually did when he went in, which is pretty astonishing. And he wasn't plastic surgery, wasn't anything like that. He kept, he basically was, had the discipline to take good care of himself and survived a brutal sport and, you know, with his senses intact and with all the records in the record book. And, you know, it takes a lot of combination of things, but for anybody who's out there listening who feels, you know, kind of down about stuff, you know, look at the Tom Brady story and just say, you know, sometimes if you just work really knuckle down and work hard and have a plan and have discipline, it comes together. And it's not always going to come together that way, but certainly as an example that it can.
Well, I think that also it you don't do it on an island like this. I still maintain that the chemistry between him and Belichick, I mean, they were 1-2. I mean, they were formidable, and they both complemented each other as well as they could. You know, going back to Brady, I mean, talk about this story. I mean, he's drafted in the sixth round, Rick. I mean, he was so close to, you know, the last guy to ever be drafted is called Mr. Irrelevant, right? I know in Los Angeles when I was there, they used to have this big steak party at Lowry Steakhouse for, you know, the Mr. Irrelevant.
No, absolutely.
Right?
I remember that as well.
And he wasn't that many, you know, steps away in the sixth round, right? I mean, he was close to Mr. Relevant. Maybe that's why he was glad he didn't make it, because he didn't have to go there and eat steak, I guess.
Well, he may have started the TB12 program after the steak, but I'm suspecting Michigan he got a few steaks. But you know, that's one of the things about it is you've got a I don't know what the, you know, there's always this question, you know, how much of it is luck, how much of it is skill, how much of it is hard work. And, you know, it's a little bit of all that, but all the luck in the world doesn't work if you don't have it prepared yourself for success.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of what we learn in Christian life is that we're supposed to be preparing ourselves so that God can use us for the purposes he has put in front of us. But if we don't do the preparation, then we can't be used in those kind of ways because we're not ready. The knife isn't sharp.
Exactly.
And so really the lesson to me is that you have to prepare yourself for success. And preparing yourself isn't just sitting there hoping it comes and wishing it comes. It's, you know, doing the things, it's prepping, it's reading the stuff you're supposed to be reading, it's figuring out, you know, it's getting into shape so you can do the job that you're supposed to do. All those different things come into play. And, you know, I don't know what the future is for any individual person. I just know that, that God promises to Christians, people who follow Christ, that I'm in Ephesians 2:10, that, you know, that we're made in God, you know, we're God's handiwork, made to do those things that he put created in advance for us to do. And so that's what we're created to do. So what do we, but we have to keep our eyes on Christ, do what we're told, you know, do what we're supposed to do, prepare ourselves, because the little thing we fail at when we're 20 may be the lesson we learn to be successful when we're 40.
Yeah, without a doubt.
If we don't do the little thing at 20, we don't learn the lesson to prepare. We're not prepared. We don't prepare ourselves to be successful at the age of 40 or 60 or 80 for that matter. So that's your, when I look at Tom Brady, I look at a guy who, highly successful, all that stuff, don't know what his spiritual situation is. And that doesn't matter from this point. Point is he prepared himself. And when Drew Bledsoe, who was his predecessor, got injured when he was still a very, very young quarterback, he was prepared to go in and be successful. And Drew Bledsoe, who was an extraordinarily accomplished quarterback, ended up not really having a career after that because Tom Brady took his job.
Yeah.
And so be prepared when opportunity comes in front of you, be prepared to succeed. And that's
well, on the other hand, Rick, you've got another quarterback in, you know, Roethlisberger, who retired, right? And what does he say? You know, Ben says, look at, I'm going to try to expand God's kingdom. That's the next chapter of his life. He's got a plan, you know, after his retirement. And this is something he's been working on and preparing himself. So, you know, it's amazing, you know, when you consider his career path. And here's the story of two quarterbacks, and we'll see what holds in the next two chapters of their lives. Maybe Ben should go and have pizza, you know, with Tom Brady, and they might have a little bit of a discussion and help him work out his second chapter. We'll see what happens. More from the one and only, I'm talking Rick Manning after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byers' vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, Hey, back with you. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, continues with us, and lots to catch up here. Very quickly, regarding crime, Rick, it's obvious when you hear Joe Biden and you hear Jen Psaki, I mean, she's going, well, what is crime? What's soft on, what does that mean anyway? I mean, they're so siloed in their thinking that they have become just chronically clueless about what's happening on the streets of America, particularly in major Democratic-controlled cities.
Yeah, it's astonishing. And for, you know, Jen Psaki is a, you know, for, you know, everybody wants to make fun of her, but she's got a really hard job, and she's really pretty good at doing her job, in my estimation. She's just got a really hard job. She has to be the voice of the administration, because the person behind the Oval Office, and even the vice president, anytime they open their mouth, she's the one who has to clean up the mess. And so so she's got a really hard job, and she normally does it to the best, you know, pretty well from the perspective of protecting her client, which is the president. Mm-hmm. But for her to say, what does this mean? I mean, the consequences are, a widow standing in front of thousands of police officers talking about how the philosophy that of putting the criminal in every way, shape, or form, putting the criminal first and letting criminals back out on the streets without being held accountable for their actions, that philosophy of prosecution, which this administration embraces fully, is why her husband was dead. That's the consequences of that. The fact that she didn't have the basic knowledge that this was the consequence, this was the emotional torment, that this is the pain that's being caused across this country by people who are seeing their stuff stolen, their lives taken, their children and husbands and wives dying or being afflicted with opioid addictions because of the southern border being wide open and us having a fentanyl invasion that unlike anything we've ever seen. In fact, she doesn't acknowledge those things as being real human tragedies that are being really exacerbated under her president's watch, and she makes a flippant response about it. That's so irresponsible. It's so horrifying that, you know, and you're very gracious to say that this is a myopia, that they don't understand it or even see it, because I think they don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, even worse yet, they're so calloused, you're exactly right, that they don't care, and because they're hearing the reports. And it's like, how do you, I mean, look at it, if you only got one report and it was minor, you might say, okay, well, still to be determined, but, you know, nonetheless, I may let it pass because I've got a lot of fish to fry here. But, I mean, they're inundated with information. How do you ignore the statistics? How do you ignore that, gosh, almost every night we're hearing about another policeman being assassinated, being killed out in the streets of America today? I mean, this is absolutely crazy, and this is all resultant, and they want to distance themselves, say, well, the president never believed in, you know, defunding the police. Well, he didn't say anything counter it when his own vice president was talking about it and supporting no bail and was collecting bail money to get these criminals out of jail lickety-split. So, you know, the fact that there's crickets on that side, you know, you may be able to plausibly deny the sin of commission, but there's the sin of omission clearly that stands in your face and everybody else's face. It can't be denied, Rick.
Well, I will just remind people that while the Black Lives Matter people were running around with George Floyd signs and they were, you know, demanding people say his name, and they would hold up signs saying silence is complicity.
Yes.
And so when you are, so there, the Biden administration's claim that they never supported defunding the police, their silence, their lack of standing up for the police, their lack of willingness to stand up for the rule of law. And, you know, nobody's in favor of people being, you know, murdered or abused by police officers. Okay. That's one of the most heinous crimes you can do. But the consequence of allowing a sense that the police are the enemy to run rampant through America, through large parts of America, has opened the door to the concept that it's okay to kill police. And it's because killing police is an attack on the state, much more so than taking selfies in the Capitol. Okay. When somebody kills a police officer, they're saying, I am going to kill the representative of the law who's directly in front of me. And when you focus and if it's in a scuffle or something, it's accidental, that's one thing. Not to excuse it, but if it's an outright ambush and murder, as we're seeing over and over and over again, with police officers, many of whom are black or Hispanic, many of whom are women, when that's occurring, you look at it, you say, wait a second, this is an all-out war on our law enforcement officers, not unlike what happens in Mexico when the drug cartels go off after the police and the local police and the military who try to enforce their laws. That's what this is. And until we come to grips with the fact that this is an all-out war against police and that we have to stand up for the rule of law and go after these people who are doing this, and go after them from top to bottom. We have to go out, we have to rip them out by the roots. We have to shut our borders to stop the flow of the drugs that is the fuel for all this. And we have to create an environment where people say, wait a second, the police officer is the one who's standing here trying to protect my kid from ending up dead on the streets in either a gang war or with a needle in their arm. That's who that police officer is. Until we start figuring that out, until we start respecting that again, yeah, we're going to have a war on the rule of law, and we're going to see a lot of dead blue, people who are in blue dead. Mm-hmm. And guess what? A lot fewer people are going to be willing to become those protectors of the law because if they're treated like dirt in their communities, then there's absolutely no reason to do it. It becomes a much more difficult job than it is already. And the fact this administration won't stand up for the people who protect our laws and protect our lives, people we call on 911. The fact they won't stand up for them is abhorrent, and it's terrible, and they're at least partially culpable by failing to do so. And it's time they wake up and get out of their little fantasy and start being actual Americans.
Well, Rick, there's so many fingers to point here. I mean, let's talk about the media, the way they've reported, the way people parrot crime statistics about police officer shootings. And the lie after lie, I mean, this, Black Lives Matter, the origination of Black Lives Matter started in Florida over the Trayvon Martin case, was a humongous lie, which, George Martin, am I saying his name correctly? Anyway, George Zimmerman, he prevailed. And what happened was you've got the attorney who's now, Benjamin Crump, who's the attorney, racist attorney du jour these days, and he lied to the courts. Why this guy has not been disbarred is ridiculous, but Black Lives Matter was birthed out of the Zimmerman trial, the Trayvon Martin, all on a big lie. And it's been one lie continuing after another that has denigrated police, that has painted targets on their back and on their heads at our expense. And then you get this movement, well, we need to defund the police. Well, that's brilliant. The people who are going to be greatly affected, they're going, wait a minute, I may not be that smart, but that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And so now look what's happening. Look at the death tolls. Look at what's going on with police and in these communities that rely on police for safety, Rick. And this is all brought to you, yes, by all these liberal prosecutors. They've added to the problem. But anybody that lied about these crime statistics and police shootings and that, they're part and parcel. This has been a humongous cabal against the safety of all Americans. So you're right. I mean, there's got to be an all-out attack, an uprooting of this big lie that has permeated our culture.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And then the White House gets up this past week and says, oh, the answer is gun control. The answer is to take guns away from honest people because we've enabled the dishonest to run amok.
Well, can you say clueless, Rick? That's the category, and that's the file I got to put them in.
Well,
there it is.
Evil because they're not clueless.
Pay off your 30-year mortgage
you,
at half the time. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 91 million Americans are under winter weather alerts and nearly 6 million on cold temperature alerts. The National Weather Service is reporting states from Colorado to Vermont are experiencing the impact. An Arctic front is due to hit the hardest in the south, where icy roads and power outages will lead the headlines for the next 48 hours. Leaked documents from a White House Situation Room meeting the day before Kabul, Afghanistan fell to the Taliban shed new light on just how unprepared the Biden administration was to evacuate Afghan nationals who helped the United States in its 20-year war. Hours before the Taliban seized control of the Afghanistan capital on August 15, 2021, senior Biden administration officials were still discussing their plans.
Then a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction today in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin joins us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Well, Jenny Beth, Barack Obama said elections have consequences, and we have had a year of truth and lots of consequences. And no doubt Americans are up in arms about ensuring that our elections get reconnected to, let's say, integrity. How about that?
That is correct. We have to make sure that Americans have faith in the outcome of our elections. And there are people around the country who are working to do just that and to restore our faith in the elections.
You know, we can't go on like this. I mean, ever since, you know, we had a couple of hanging chads for Bush and Gore, you know, and yes, there's no doubt. I think it was said in the modern era, the Democrats have managed to impeach every elected Republican, you know, president without exception. You know, Donald Trump a couple of times just for fun. But, you know, so, I mean, this kind of bitter political divide serves no one. It divides us. It doesn't unite us. And now here it is. The chickens have come to roost on them for what they've created. And they're so frustrated. I say they, the Democrats, because of the bitter divide and that people don't really want to. I mean, they still haven't settled in their minds. Let's put it this way, Jenny Beth, that Joe Biden is the legitimate elected president. I'm sorry.
That is correct. Well, when you look at the problems that happened in the last election, there are certainly enough problems to cast doubt on the outcome of the election in certain states, including Georgia. And there are still ongoing investigations into the last election. But those investigations they need to take place so that we figure out what happened in 2020, and we make sure that any problems or illegal or improper behavior that may have happened in 2020 does not happen again in the future. And that's one of the reasons why at Tea Party Patriots Action we are working so hard on election integrity. We want to make sure that the laws that are followed that are on the books for election integrity are followed, and we want to make sure that that happens before voting even begins, before voters begin to vote, and certainly before the election results are certified. And Bill, understand, it doesn't necessarily mean it was fraud. It could be improper or behavior from election officials in the wake of so many sudden changes because of to how people would be voting in 2020 because of COVID restrictions.
Well, you just on the surface, one issue in particular, you can't change the rules in the middle of play. Could you imagine in the middle of a Super Bowl game, the officials decided, okay, you know, that they're going to change the rules in such a way that scoring is altered and the fans would go nuts. I mean, there would be bean dip and guacamole dip all over everybody's TV around the country. You know, they would be so upset. And so in a sense, you know, most Americans are fair-minded. We love competition, and we believe there should be a fair result after everything is done. And the rules were violated, clearly, all in the name of COVID, and they could justify and all this. But we have to make sure that the bad things that happened in 2020 are not replicated. But the only way we can do that is to really understand what the bad things were. I mean, because, right, you know, you have point, counterpoint, and they're, you know, they're not being very forthcoming about it because they got the result that they wanted. They wanted Joe Biden to be president, and they got it, regardless of how they did. But, you know, you mentioned Georgia. I mean, here you've got the Secretary of State who said all along, even to Donald Trump, there's nothing wrong. Everything was great. We only had maybe two people who died that voted. You know, that's it. You know, so no big whoop. There's no altering. And then all of a sudden, what, a couple of weeks ago, he sees video of people stuffing the ballot box, and he goes, uh-oh, this is a problem. And it was so obvious what had happened. And so all this stuff is starting to bubble up. And what it all comes down to, Jenny Beth, and I'm sorry to go on here a little bit, you can tell I'm engaged with you on this, because it disenfranchises voters. And the Democrats, here they are, they're a big deal. Oh, we got to make sure everybody gets a chance to vote. And those Republicans, they're disenfranchising our voters and everything like that. When they themselves, because of what they did, and clearly they did it with ballot harvesting and other shenanigans that they did, they canceled legitimate votes, and they were disenfranchising voters. And this is why I appreciate what TPPA is doing here with the election integrity tour. And I know you got it in Arizona coming up, because it's telling people, hey, look, we've got an eye on this. Do not give up. You've got to vote. We're going to do everything we can, and we need everybody's help in order to secure the integrity of the vote, right?
That is exactly right, Bill. And you're right. When Americans do have a sense of what is right and wrong, just intuitively we understand when the rules are changed in the middle of the game, that is wrong. And in Georgia, there was ballot harvesting that went on, which means someone is turning in ballots in a drop box in this particular case, for voters who are not, you're only allowed to turn in your own ballot. You're not allowed to turn in other people's ballots. There are many other things that happened, whether it was allowing people to vote who were registered to vote in other places, in other states around the country, people who were registered to vote at vacant lots in Georgia. Just the list can really does, the list is fairly long. It doesn't go on and on and on. There's a list of things that went on in each state that happened that were not according to the rules and not according to the law. And we need to make sure that we are engaged with a permanent election integrity infrastructure in everywhere, frankly,
yes.
But certainly in key states, beginning in key states and spreading this out. So we're watching what the election board is doing, and we're making sure that they're following the rules locally. And we show up to work the polls as citizens.
Right.
So we're there working ourselves or being poll watchers, which, again, is legally allowed and has been for many years, and making sure that if it is a poll watcher, that they have meaningful access to see what the poll workers are doing. That's important because it's a check and balance on the elections
exactly.
themselves. And we just need to make sure that we are doing the things that we are legally allowed to do and empowered to do as citizens to help ensure that when an election ends, regardless of who wins or loses, and of course I want my guy to win, but I've lost and I can deal with losing elections. I just want to know that the election was a fair and honest election so that the person who is making decisions about the rules and laws that I have to live under was truly elected by my fellow, the people who live in the same precinct as me.
Right, exactly. That there's fair representation. This is what it's all about. Otherwise, you know, we're divided and we're going through the America that we've gone through in the voting cycles since President Bush. And we just can't continue to have this because look at the impact it's having around the world right now. Here we are. We're on the verge of, you know, which could easily be World War III here, Jenny Beth, with Russia and Ukraine. And Ukraine is telling America, get out. I mean, the European countries are telling Joe Biden, we don't want to hear from you. I mean, you know, his lack of credibility, not only here at home, but on the world stage, is having a much greater effect than people realize that maybe some minor ballot stuffing, you know, what kind of effect that would have. So it's rather egregious, don't you think?
I think it's very egregious, and that's why we have to be committed and engaged and involved to
10 seconds. 10 seconds left. Tell everybody how they can find out about the Election Integrity Tour real quick.
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
I'm so sorry,
TeaPartyPatriots.
I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice back in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
With you. Thanks for joining us. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, our thanks to Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots Action. Again, to find out more about this election integrity tour, this is important, ladies and gentlemen. I understand and I get it. People are frustrated and they're brain bruised over hearing about what may have happened in the 2020 election. Of course, we're living with the results. As I said, Barack Obama reminded us clearly elections have consequences. And we're living out this this nightmare. I like this one tweet that this gal had sent out. It was from her heart. It was really heartfelt. She says, "I miss mean tweets and stocked grocery stores." How about you, huh? So it's coming down to, Lord have mercy. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the Numbers USA Deputy Director. And we're going to be talking about America Competes Act. Sounds interesting, right? Almost like America First. But I'll tell you, there's some Trojan horses in there that you need to be aware of because, you know, the Democrats just have a hard time with the idea of integrity and telling you exactly what they mean. There's always these hidden landmines in anything that they pass. It's never straight up, like the Infrastructure Act. Here we are. We pass all this money for infrastructure, and how much of it actually goes to infrastructure of the, you know, what was it, almost $2 trillion so far that's passed? You know, probably less than, less than 20%. 20%, and here we are, we're talking. But all the conversation is about infrastructure. And but yet so much of the money, so little of the money goes. And it's the same thing with this America Competes Act. As the title sounds good, but Chris, there's some hidden landmines here, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's bipartisan support in Congress across both chambers to invest in American innovation. They passed the bipartisan bill in the Senate that received, I think, almost 70 votes. And then it came over to the House, and the House has their own version of it. And House Democrats They're interested in growing American innovation, but they want to outsource it. They want to bring in foreign investors and workers to come do it for us, because apparently they don't think Americans are capable of doing it themselves. So this bill that they hope to vote on this week, the American Competes Act, would add tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, more than 100,000 new foreign workers every single year.
Well, and what comes to mind here a little bit is that we kind of did this a bit with China, right? And that investment has paid off wonderfully. And if in case you haven't checked it out lately, you might read Peter Schweitzer's new book, Caught, and it will bring to light, the kind of shenanigans that takes place in the political atmosphere. I said caught because the name of it is red-handed, and so that's my add-on to the title of his book. But the title is How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, Red-Handed, by Peter Schweitzer. And it tells you to your point that it is bipartisan, because on the surface it happens, and then you have things like the way the White House announced and argued their case about, defunding police and this whole soft on crime issue. You have Jen Psaki saying, well, the Republicans didn't even vote for it. Well, because it wasn't about crime, the bill that came across, but yet they juxtapose and they lie about it. And of course, she got hit with so many, flying Pinocchios. I think she had to end up putting a helmet on her head to protect herself.
Yeah. And, it's the same for their voting rights bill. The first 10 pages were about voting rights. The rest of it was about all the Democratic priorities. And that's essentially what they've done, with this legislation. I think most Americans agree that we need to make sure that we can win the battle, the economic and innovation battle against China, especially in this global economy. But at what cost? Essentially what they're saying is again that American workers, regardless, this impacts every wage level. This goes from high skilled all the way down to the lower skilled workers who work for high skilled employers. Across all wage levels, all Americans would be affected by this. And maybe the numbers are going to be small to start, but once word gets around that these opportunities are available here in the United States, the foreign investors are going to come flocking, and they're going to bring their own workers with them. They're not going to hire American workers.
Well, and of course, before it's too late. Just like everything in the bureaucracy, once it's established, it keeps on going. I mean, if all of a sudden whatever they passed, 20 years later is absolutely idiotic, nobody has the wherewithal to be able to say, wait a minute, we got to stop doing this. You see, and this is what drove them nuts about Donald Trump. When Donald Trump comes in and goes, wait a minute, this is bad business. What are you doing here? The Chinese are ripping us off blind. I mean, we're getting $400 billion in tariffs on the Chinese. Joe Biden, he gets in office and says, well, we don't need that money anymore. We'll let that money go. What? Are you kidding me? It's like, I mean, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, the least he could have done was, and maybe he did, I don't know, funnel some of that money to, the Biden family, Inc., and said, okay, but we're going to release most of it. And or maybe he got, between he and his son, they got some, after he, his first run of office when he left the vice presidency and leading up to it. Maybe he already got compensated. I don't know. There's so many reports and emails flying around, coming out of Hunter Biden's laptop. I'll let you exercise your own conjecture and your own thoughts on that. But clearly this is all compromised. We haven't done a very good job. I mean, to your point, Chris, it starts with a vision. I mean, tell me what the vision is. I mean, what are we trying to do? I mean, we can exercise smart immigration. And right now, there's no doubt, what are we up to? 10 million jobs that are left unfulfilled right now, something like that?
Right.
So we need labor, no doubt about it. Okay, so how do we do it in a smart way? What is the vision instead of, hey, let's just open up the border and let everybody come in pal-mal, and let's just, corporate America have their way with this labor force and give them an HR windfall. And meanwhile, it's all at the expense of the American people and the American labor force. Where are the bumper rails to make sure that this is win-win for everybody concerned, for people coming into the country as illegal immigrants, for people who are in the country that are looking for jobs? How does this benefit everybody? But see, unfortunately, when it gets political, it's always about what is the political advantage? What is the party advantage? Who's going to win the way this is presented, the American Competes Act? And what I'm getting, Chris, from what you're telling us, is that once again, it's the American people and the American labor force taking it on the chin at the expense of these politicians and their personal agendas. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's absolutely good, great point. And you know, if you look at the employment data, only about 2/3 of working age adults are actually working now. A chunk of that remaining third, you know, they're choosing not to work for particular reasons. You know, you've got some folks sitting on the sidelines because of health reasons. Others, you know, you've got families where only one person works, and the other one stays home with the kids. So you've got special situations like that, but we've still got, you know, you referenced the 10 million job openings. Where's the investment in training up the Americans who want to go out and get a job, but they just don't have the skills? You know, instead of importing foreign workers that might have those skills, how about training up those American workers that want jobs but can't get them because they don't have the skills? You know, where's that?
Or they don't want them, Chris, because the government has paid them to stay home. And basically what they've done is they've retarded a portion of the labor force. Because they said, okay, I'm going to take the money. I'm not going to work. No, that is not a good thing. That's not in your best interest. That's going to dumb you down. And you know, Chris, I mean, when you go on vacation and you're gone for a week and you come back to work, it takes you a couple days to kind of get back in the rhythm. You kind of lose a step, right? This happens to everybody. And so imagine now you're not just gone for a week, but you're gone for a year. You're gone for 18 months. How many steps do you lose? How much of your edge, your professional edge, no matter what you do for a living, how much of that do you lose in the process, number one? The second thing that I believe that's happening, and we're back with this again because the Obama-Biden administration did this to this country too, and this is one of the other underreported issues in the labor force, and that is that you get the black market labor force that happens. People work under the table. They're not going to report the income. They're going to just take the cash and run. And guess what? There's plenty of businesses out there that are willing to be complicit in this ruse that is at the people's expense. Because the bottom line, Chris, is that people are happier when they work. They've got to work. I mean, you know, when you hear these people, oh, they just walked off the job. You know, they're just not working anymore. Well, I mean, how many people can afford to really not work? You know, I mean, The kids around my household, I mean, look at it, they miss a meal. We hear about it. So I don't know how these guys are able to get away with this.
Yeah. It's incredible. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to try to stop this bill in the House. And if it gets through there, we'll try to stop it along its track because it's still got to go through probably a conference committee and then both chambers again. So we'll do everything we can to protect jobs for American workers.
I'll tell you, Chris, I wish I could have confidence in Nancy Pelosi that she would do the right thing by the American people. I'm sorry. I don't know. She's made me skeptical. You know, I just wish that she could just, you know, with all the power that she has and that she could use that power for good. But unfortunately, it seems to be more self-serving. I'm sorry to say. Chris Chmielewski, he's the Numbers USA Deputy Director. Thank you, Chris. Take care. Have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final...